The South Sudan People's Defense Forces, also known locally as the SSPDF, says it had removed soldiers from checkpoints along major highways in South Sudan following an order from President Salva Kiir. Many commuters and residents of Bor have welcomed the move, but others have concerns. Joel Chopper, a Bor resident and frequent traveler on the Juba-Bor Highway, says the removal of security checkpoints makes travelers vulnerable to attacks from armed bandits.
Roadblocks were frequently found on the road toward Bor and toward Juba, either way. And for the last 1 week, they're not there. You cannot even see them when you're traveling these days. It means that they are either taken back or they have deserted the places. And to my point of view, there is a security risk between Juba Bor Road because the absent can be taken advantage of by whoever that has bad intention over travelers.
Victoria Yomgo, another Bor resident, says she thinks the removal of roadblocks could lead to smoother traffic flow, greater safety, and improved business between Juba and Bor.
We are also looking at it as reducing insecurity at large, because anyone can come up with a checkpoint, and it can increase insecurity, because if even armed robbers end up making their checkpoints, it's easily creates ambushes on the road. I'm also looking at the other side of foreign traders that bring in goods from the foreign land to Bor town. Once their vehicles are taxed by the checkpoint, it also makes them increase the prices of goods in the market, so that at least they will recover what was given at the checkpoint.
Other commuters who frequently use the Juba-Bor route also think the removal of the checkpoints will improve trade. Mach Anyang is among them.
The checkpoint will obtain a source of frustration. Some soldiers will demand bribes, slowing down our journey. If the roads are clear, we will save time and money.
SSPDF spokesperson Major General Lul Roy Kong says the Juba-Bor highway remains safe under close surveillance.
They should not be worried or concerned about the safety along the major highways, because we are still keeping an eye on all the major highways. We have the forces at the strategic locations. Whenever there is need for them to do regular patrols, they'll do it whenever they deem necessary and appropriate.
Civil servants and organized forces in South Sudan have not been paid for over a year. Some analysts say this has contributed to low morale, with many soldiers abandoning their posts for the security. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng, reporting from Bor.